Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Chaye Sarah, Week 5, Fifth Aliyah. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, Our sister, be the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate of those who hate them. Genesis 24, verse 60. Who understands the power of a blessing? Rivka's relatives said the farewell with a powerful blessing. A blessing full of prophetic words about her offspring. By these words that were backed by heaven, Rivka's descendants multiplied in such a way that nowadays the whole world depends on them. Firstly, it refers to the Jewish people, but it is also a reference to all those who from among the Gentiles embrace Abraham's faith. Some 2,000 years later, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and King David's main descendant, he who was the recipient of all the promises given to the fathers, rose and proclaimed, And I also say to you that you are Kephas, Peter, and on this rock I will build my assembly, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against her. Matthew 16, verse 18. This blessing does not refer to the Christian church, but to the Messianic congregation, the heavenly people of Israel. The expression, the gates of Hades, in Hebrew, She'arei Sheol, is a Hebraic form that speaks of the governmental power of the Gentiles. The elders that judged the ancient cities gathered at the gates to judge and make decisions about the city ruling. When we say that Rivka's descendants, the people of Israel, shall possess the gates of their enemies, it refers exactly what the rabbi says about the gates of the Sheol. This means to have political and spiritual control over those who have dominion of the Gentiles. This is the mission of the people of Israel, and specifically the mission of the Messianic congregation. The Messianic congregation will not be dominated by Gentile governments, but it will finally take over the Gentile cities. May that day come soon, and in our days, amen. The descendants of Shem, son of Noah, knew very well what a blessing meant. They knew that the power of blessing guides the future of a person and their offspring. That is why Rivka's relatives wanted to bless her with powerful words so that they would influence the whole world forever. Who understands the power of a blessing? Dear disciple in the Messiah, learn to use your mouth to bless not only the eternal 100 times a day, but also your wife, your children, and those around you. Your words have the power to influence their future. Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach that has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Mashiach. Kol Tuv, all the best. Shalom.